You are listening to the audio production of The Deconstruction of Christianity, What It Is, Why It's Destructive, and How to Respond, by Elisa Childers and Tim Barnett, published by Tyndale Elevate. This book is read by the authors. For Dylan and Aiden, that you might love the Lord and walk with Him all the days of your life, Mom.
For Juliana, Jocelyn, and Allison, that you might love the Lord, delight in His word, and walk in the truth. Dad.
Forward by Carl R. Truman, Grove City College, Good Friday, 2023. Apostasy is nothing new. Ever since Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, that his erstwhile colleague Demas had fallen in love with the things of this world and abandoned him, the church has been aware that there are those whose profession of Christianity, while often powerfully expressed in the moment, proves weak and transient in the long term. Every generation has its high-profile apostates. What is new is the cool postmodern terminology that has emerged in the English-speaking West for doing so, that of deconstructing the faith. On one level, the language of deconstruction in this context is something of a pose. Those who use the term and its cognates often have little grasp of its origins or its technical meaning. Thus, its use gives a novel intellectual veneer of sophistication to something more prosaic, the age-old phenomenon of abandoning Christianity. The sophisticated linguistic theories associated with Jacques Derrida and his followers are not typically a direct inspiration for what is being described. Nor, one might add, is deconstructing the faith culturally akin to the Derrida project. Deconstruction and its close relative post-structuralism emerged as a force among French intellectuals in the wake of the Nazi occupation of France and the devastation of the Second World War. Its rejection of stable meaning was not something joyful and liberating. Rather, it spoke of a European despair. Only when this concept was transposed to America, where pre-9/11 the culture had a perennial optimism to it, was deconstruction welcomed as a positive, liberating force. This loss of meaning points to one key affinity between postmodern American deconstruction and the current penchant for apostasy. Both see external authority as a problem of manipulative power structures and their demolition as liberating. Deconstruction in the technical sense might be seen to find inspiration in Nietzsche's comment that humans will never be free of God until they are free of grammar. In the same way, the contemporary deconstructing the faith movement thinks in less nuanced but substantially similar ways. We will never be free until we are free of God. Our current apostates present deconstructing the faith as a joyful discovery of meaning, not as a tragic and disorienting loss. Sadly, it really will prove to be the latter, no matter how cheerful the dime a dozen TikTok deconstructionists appear to their audiences. They do not feel the icy chill of the void into which they are plunging. Freedom, after the initial buzz has worn off, can indeed be a nightmare, with the responsibility of self-creation impossible and thus unbearable. Rebellion against external authority is not an innovation in human behavior. From the Garden of Eden through Sinai to Calvary and beyond, human beings have sought to define themselves and their world on their own terms. But as noted, the language or idiom for this rebellion changes over time, which means that the church must keep two things in mind. First, she must not lose sight of the fact that the current problem with apostasy is not fundamentally different from the problem in the past. Demas rejected the faith for the same reason the TikTok apostate does. He loved the world more than he loved Christ. Yet, the idiom of apostasy does change, and thus it behooves those engaged in the important pastoral work to persuade those flirting with deconstruction of the error of their ways. And that means having a good sense of the specific logic and language of the times. This is where Elisa and Tim's book is so helpful. Here, the reader will find the current Christian deconstruction movement set against the broad background of postmodernism and explained both in terms of contemporary idiom and issues and basic biblical foundations. Dare one say it? Elisa and Tim help the reader to deconstruct the deconstructionists and thus to respond to them, both with arguments and with pastoral love and sensitivity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?